it's just a one-time thing. Shot a man dead in the Missouri streets. Nine shots in the back. And you ain't gonna talk back now. You know that's just a criminal. We lock them boys up down in City Hall. Deep roots in the ground. Always gonna try to keep you down. Gonna make its way. Yes, I'll tell you who's the criminal. The man making cash down at City Hall. Deep roots in the ground. Always gonna try to keep you.
A monster constructed in your head, a gift to you by the sins of your father. This brute won't leave. He howls in your head every time you see me. This was not about today. Your hate is too big to be frivolous. You shot to slay the monster. He's the criminal. Your ghost looks just like me. But I'm just a man, flesh and bones. My blood flows like a river. But you didn't shoot me.
You didn't shoot me. You didn't shoot.
Oh, you know it's just a one-time thing. Another man's dead in these American streets. With his hands raised up, shouting out, "Don't shoot me now."
It is time for Talkin' Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am your host, Taya J. That was One Time Thing from Handmade Moments featuring Chuck Perkins. That track is off Handmade Moments' most recent album, End the Wars. I got to sit down with Joel and Anna of Handmade Moments a few months ago before their show here in Paonia. We're going to air that interview now. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy.
Well, Joel and Anna, it is such a pleasure to have you in the KVNF studios. We kind of feel like, I feel like Paonia feels like we're one of your hometowns. Like, we're proud of you, we're following you, we're keeping tabs on you. We're so very excited when you come and visit us. We love having you.
We love it here.
We're orphans, so we appreciate being called home.
Fabulous.
Having home with you guys.
Well, we will welcome you home anytime you feel like coming.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, right? Let's talk about End the Wars a little bit. It came out in May 2023. We have collected another war since then.
We're so good at that.
Maybe two almost.
Maybe two, yeah. So it seems like maybe not enough people have heard the album, because certainly the call for ending the wars has not been heard as loudly as it has. They did not heed the call.
We gotta write better songs on the next one.
Maybe the title of the album just isn't specific enough.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe it's too cryptic.
Interesting.
Maybe they're like, what does it mean, though?
Right.
Too much nuance for them, maybe? I don't know. I mean, the cover's black and white. It's pretty...
It's pretty simple.
We joke with people on stage. We're like, you really have to read between the lines to get what this album is about. It's a deep metaphor.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's definitely our most straightforward song, End the Wars. It's like, end the wars, give the money to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using our money to bomb poor people in other parts of the world, because people are suffering here and in poverty. There are so many people that don't have homes, places to live. There's so many people that don't have food to eat. There's people suffering from mental illness just out on the streets. It's so sad, and it's...
We have the money to use to fix it and to help these people, but instead we squander it on these wars that do make some people really rich.
But not us. Not anybody here, you know.
It doesn't make us safer either, I don't feel.
No, it makes... When people are desperate on the streets, it makes everything unsafe.
And when you stoke all these wars all around the world, people are like, man, I'm not a big fan of America, you know?
What do you think the role of the folk musician is in this current time? Do you think it is what it's always been, which is to hold truth to power?
Yeah. I mean, who's that guy that got really kind of viral recently for, like, North of Richmond or something?
Totally,
like that.
Totally.
What's
yeah. Oh my gosh, it's going to bug me. I can see his face.
Yeah, I can see his face too.
Anyway, he's just talking about like the working man's struggle and how the people in Washington don't represent us and they don't get us. And
hey, Radiohead said the same thing.
You know, yeah. So I think it's still our job to say that. And I think it's really it's a little bit of a good feeling. It brings a little bit of hope to know that message went viral and that people were like, oh, we got to share this dude. Mm. And like what he's saying really makes sense and feels good. And for me as a folk musician that's been singing the same kind of sentiment for a long time, I was really happy to see the success and the like that those ideas are really being respected and shared. And it's a great time.
I think there's two jobs for a musician, in my opinion. One of them is that. Sharing those messages, kind of opening people's minds to things they haven't thought about before. Because it's so easy to watch the news and just have one manufactured opinion about what's going on without even asking yourself or without even thinking very critically about what is being fed to you, you know, media-wise. And I think, you know, music has a way of kind of opening your mind and seeing things from a different perspective that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise. And then also, this is a more sadder role of the musician that I've been feeling a lot this past year is, you know, that scene of the Titanic when the ship is sinking and the string quartet is going to pack up their instruments and they're like, you know what, never mind, let's just keep playing. And then they keep playing because it makes them feel better, and it makes music makes people feel better. And even in the worst of times when people are really suffering and feeling so much tension, and there's a lot of tension in our communities, and like there's all this fighting and people having to face all this really intense stuff, like music can soothe your soul and make you feel better. And
we're here to play the music as the ship is breaking. But you know, I think it's important to do that.
I think that is my job.
Because as this thing that we're doing falls apart, you know, the Western war machine empire is definitely, we're starting to see it crack. And I think it's important to not panic in those times, because if history is any indicator, we'll have all sorts of wild things happening and we'll have, you know, tough times ahead and maybe things similar to the Great Depression. Maybe we'll go through some hyperinflation. Who knows? But if we are all calm and we don't panic and we face everything with clarity and love, and we can hear each other, you know, we keep playing music and we keep talking through these times, we're going to make it, and we're going to make it stronger than ever. It's going to be a beautiful new thing that we create on the other side of this. And it's time for us to prepare and be calm. And Paonia is such a beautiful place because you guys have been doing that for a minute.
And invest in our communities. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing.
Can we talk about that a little bit? Can we talk about community a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's in these times, it's easy for everyone to just be up in arms and fighting. But the most important thing we can do is just invest in our communities and be strong and be solid and have each other's backs and be there for each other.
Right.
Because that's really what we have at the end of the day.
What does community mean to you, Anna?
To me, it's like people I can call on, bounce ideas off of, friends, family, which for me is I have different pockets of community in different places because I've been traveling so much, but just like a web of like a social net. Community is like real life talking, and you know, if there's some kind of argument to be had, you don't just hide behind your internet avatar and say hateful things to someone else. You talk to them in person. You work it out. You see the humanity in each other and realize that we're in this struggle together. We're on the same team, actually.
One of my pipes broke at the house in New Orleans, and I ran to the neighbor's house, and they had one of the tools that turns off the whole water main to your house, and that was like community.
That was community.
That was community.
Heck yeah.
Right now, baby. Right now, right now.
it seems to me like in order to be critical of the existing infrastructures and institutions, you also have to be sensitive and aware. And I'm curious how the two of you straddle that line of not just becoming totally overwhelmed by the state of the world.
They want the nihilism. You know, and by they, I mean like the people that are making these decisions to take our money and put it towards war instead of funding clean water and clean farms and communities. So those people, maybe the BlackRock Vanguard type of characters, they want us to go into this deep, dark, nihilist depression because that makes us powerless. That makes it easier for them to control. And so I think it's just like, for me, I think faith is something you have to have faith in something bigger. You have to have faith because if you're looking at the math says these, you know, Goliath's going to win, you know, so you can't look at the math. You got to look at each other in the eyes and go, we got this, you know, and yeah, you just can't let it beat you down. It's too easy to just give up and to just say, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, where's the fight in that? Where's the fun?
Yeah, it's super easy to give up, and it's super easy to hate. It's really easy to just hate and be hateful.
Isn't that kind of remarkable?
It is remarkable. It's the easiest move to just hate on something and then to, like, diss something instead of finding the good in something. And that's a struggle, you know. I struggle with pretty severe depression a lot, and so it is hard, especially keeping up with the news. I'm just like, oh, man. But there's so much beauty in the world, too, and that's where community comes in because I really am able to keep my head up because of my friends and the people that lift me up and remind me that everything, it may not be okay, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine enough. And, you know, whatever. It just is what it is. And, like, there's so much to be grateful for. Even with everything happening, like, you know, we still have so much. We were listening to an interview today of people in, like, reporters that were staying with a Palestinian family in Palestine, and, like, how this family only had, like, a Pepsi bottle worth of water, but took these reporters in and, like, kept them safe and, like,
and used their only water to, like, make tea for them, even though they didn't know, like, when they might get their next water.
And they said they were, like, they had joy and they were laughing and, like, they had a family, you know, they were all tight. And then even in times of, like, severe struggle, you know, Joel and I were in this insane bus crash years ago and we lost everything, but we still had each other. And, like, even in the worst times of your lives, there's still something to be grateful for.
It's always something.
Something, some kind of silver lining, some hope you can find.
What do you think times like these does for creativity? Like, do you find that you're more inclined to want to write about it, talk about it, tell stories about it when things are rough than when things are going okay? Things are ever going okay?
I feel like I write all my songs when I'm sad or, like, feeling something. And yeah. It's a creative movement for sure. Totally. It's like how I move through the feelings is writing.
It just feels wrong to stay silent too when you see things that really bug you in the world. So it's like a free muse, you know, if you can look at it that way. If things are really bothering you or something is really bothering you in the world or making you feel really strongly, that's kind of a gift. You know, use it to explain what you're getting at, what is this feeling. So yeah, I think these hard times are always provide a lot of energy and a lot of ideas to artists.
Yeah, I would say use that movement, use that fire to make something or to get together and just talk about stuff.
It's time to community up, just, real people face to face, you know,
people.
And figuring out another way to communicate.
We gotta start having forums again, like in real life, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Forums, town halls.
Yeah, talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Let's hash it out.
Do you think we're capable of doing that?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, without descending into chaos?
We're already into chaos, so it's like, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Let's rock it out. It's wild, dude. I mean, America is the richest country that has ever existed, I believe. And I was just in Denver. I just talked to some people from California. all around. There are so many people living on the street, and so it is heartbreaking. I mean, we have really, it's like, what did Gandhi say about Western civilization? He said, I think it's a good idea. You know, it's like we really have a lot of beautiful things to be proud of in this culture, in this country, and we really have some things to fix. And the way that we're treating our veterans, for one. I mean, so many of the people that are homeless are veterans. We sent them off to these wars for them to get, you know, blown up and to get really messed up in the head and to go through all these things just to bring them back for them to live on the street. It's like, what kind of a just and moral society do we have when the people that gave everything for us, we do nothing for?
That's why forums, I think, would be important, because we can teach each other things. We have so much to teach each other and to learn from each other.
So who are you all voting for?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
No,
I think it's a good thing at least. I mean, here's how I feel about it. Personally, I haven't voted for a major candidate since I was 18. When I was 18, I was very optimistic and idealistic. And I was like, oh, cool. Obama's coming. We just had Bush. We were in Iraq. We got a million people dead for no weapons of mass. We didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. So I was like, cool, this is a new direction we're going. Little did I know that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are owned by the exact same donors. The same class of people donates to both sides, and they profit off of the imaginary fight that these two parties have. So at this point, when it comes to voting, who do I vote for? Well, who cares?
Local elections are what matters to me.
I hope so.
Like, locally in our town.
Yeah. I'm voting for community. I'm voting for regenerative agriculture. I'm voting for protesting against these wars. I'm voting for freedom of information. I'm voting for clean water. I'm voting for all those things. I don't know if any candidate is offering me any of those things, but that's what I'll vote for. So once one of you candidates comes and shows me, okay, what we're going to do is clean water, we're going to do clean food, we're going to take the money from these wars and put it in your community, we're going to make sure everybody has a housing, we're going to make sure everybody has healthcare. You can come with those five things, I'll vote for you.
Yeah.
I'll vote for you happily.
Last question for you guys. What do you love about what you do?
I love singing. Oh. I love singing. I love snacks.
What kind of snacks?
Blueberries.
Blackberries.
Dried mangoes with
strawberries.
Strawberries.
Cherries.
Gooseberries.
Dried mango with no sugar.
Dried mango is the best snack.
It's like actual candy.
It's like jerky meets candy. Like
beef jerky. I can do beef jerky too.
Beef jerky. Yeah.
Oh man, what I love about Peonia is cherry season.
What? Y'all have it on.
You guys have the most incredible... I'm about to cry just thinking about the cherries that grow here.
She really is.
What about the apricots? The apricots are pretty good, too. The peaches?
The peaches.
The pluots.
I love it.
Our pluot game, I don't know. It could grow a little better. It could get a little better.
Bring it to varieties, guys.
You guys have the best fruit here, and I love it.
Okay, here's my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who in this town is, like, planting by seed all these different stone fruits to try to find new varieties? Is there anybody like, you know, because you have to plant like thousands. And think about the varieties of fruit that we have now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything we have is, for the most part, grafted. We found a really good one that was planted from seed. Mm-hmm. People were breeding. We liked it, and we grafted a whole bunch of them. So who are the people in town finding the new varieties? And let me try your pluot. You know what I mean?
That's a challenge. That's folks of Peonia. Do you hear it? That's Joel's challenge for you.
That's actually a double dog dare.
A double dog dare.
My favorite thing about my job is collaborating with other musicians. It's one of my... I love doing it. I love singing with my friends. Obviously, I love playing with Joel because we play together all the time. But I love meeting up with musician friends all over the world and just...
Yeah, last night was beautiful.
You guys are so good at that, too. I feel like every time I tap in, you're doing something cool with someone else.
It's awesome. It's so fun. Actually, we're about to release another anti-war song with our friend Cyril M.A., and it's called I Can't Afford Another War. So keep your eyes out on the internet, because we're going to drop that in like a week or something. It's just fun to collaborate with other musicians coming from different backgrounds and seeing what they do and then how you can meet somewhere and make something.
Music's just fun. And music's it's the funnest fun. Thing I can do with my time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fueled by snacks.
And it's fueled. So you've got to have
people
snacks.
Sometimes give you snacks.
That's you the know? Best part.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thanks for
Thank
having
you
us.
So much. So much.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Rock and roll. We the best interview.
Stacks of bills are piling up. The hospital just called. I still don't have it all. I dropped the car off at the shop, and now the bus won't stop. I guess I have to walk. So many things we have to work for. So many people left on the shore. That's why I can't afford another war. I just can't afford, no, 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 another war.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF, your mountain-grown community radio. I am your host, Taya J. In the background, we're hearing Another War, brand new release from Cyril Amay and Handmade Moments, featuring Ten Spencer and Ashlyn Parker. Thanks so much for tuning in for this interview with Joel and Anna of Handmade Moments. You can find more Talkin' Music programming on our website, kvnf.org, or on our KVNF app, now available for download in your app store. Thanks, as always, for listening. To her, but I can't get off work.
So many things we have to pay for. So many people left on the shore. I just can't afford.